Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, wow, 33-26 Eagles. They rally by the Rams at the Link and just an unbelievable comeback, an epic game with Jordan Davis sealing the win by blocking Joshua Cardy's field goal in the fourth quarter, scooping and scoring, and taking it to the house. Your call was great. If you could go back to the call of you calling it, what were your emotions in the booth as you're watching that play?
Well, I was amazed because it was a very, very makeable field goal for Cardy, who has a big leg. And even though the one before it was blocked, I had a feeling that the Rams would certainly tighten up whatever occurred that allowed the first one to be blocked. And I had the feeling that I was going to be saying it was a great comeback by the Eagles. Unfortunately, they lost it at the end, but the team deserved a lot of credit for the way that they responded to adversity. And then all of a sudden, there's the snap, there's the placement, there's the sound, and thud, the ball is rolling backwards, and then Jordan Davis, all 330 pounds of him, scooped it up and raced for the end zone. Of course, as exciting as it was, I knew by the time that the ball was blocked at that point, there were no seconds on the clock, that the game was over. But it was certainly a euphoric feeling to watch the Eagles fight back and win that one. And we were talking in the booth afterwards, and we were saying that this was right up there with some of the most exciting Eagles wins in regular season history.
Oh, sure. I mean, instantly what comes to mind is both Miracle at the Meadowlands,
sure.
all three Miracle. We always forget about Westbrook. All three Miracle at the Meadowlands, including Brian Westbrook's in 2003. You know, just these big walk-off moments in huge games that the Eagles end up winning. And Merrill, I think it goes with this particular team. It just goes to that they just don't lose. This team just finds ways to win. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it all starts at the top, and it starts with the coaching staff and the people who put this team together, like Howie Roseman. But I think that from a standpoint of the game itself, it starts with the guy who wears number one, Jalen Hurts. Now, you know how I feel about Jalen Hurts, that I think he is a great young quarterback. But it's more than just the physical execution of the game. It's the exuberance. It's the feeling that spreads and the confidence that he can spread among his teammates. And he never believes they're going to lose until they're back in the locker room and the game is over. I mean, this is a guy, it's not a coincidence that this team has now won 19 of their last 20 games.
It's remarkable. Why, Merrill, what, they were so bad in the first half. The first half was some of the worst half of football I think we've seen in a long time.
Oh, it was terrible. I was comparing it to Tampa Bay, and I said, oops, next week they're in Tampa
Bay. Yeah, right.
That Tampa Bay game last year was so bad that my son, who was keeping our statistics, turned to me after the game and said, Dad, let's face it, this team may not win 7 games. Mm. And I said, Nolan, just watch. And they took off and only lost one game that they could have won where Jalen Hurts was hurt in the Washington game there. But other than that, they've been perfect.
So what allowed them to come back in this game in the second half? What changed things?
I think just the fact that they kept fighting, eventually I think that they found out what the Rams were doing and they were able to execute and they understood that it was going to be tough running and they opened it up. You saw what A.J. Brown is all about. You saw what Devontae Smith is all about. They're two of the great receivers in the National Football League. And then, of course, they had Dallas Goedert back, who got it started with a big touchdown catch.
Yeah.
So it was just everybody coming together and Hurts fighting their way through it.
Dallas, A.J., and Devontae with touchdowns in the second half. The Eagles' big three passing options.
And none bigger than the one by Devontae Smith in the corner of the end zone, because
right,
that was 4th and 4, And if that isn't converted, the game is over.
Correct. Correct. It was the go-ahead touchdown. I think something that was important, may not get talked about as much, obviously, but was important. You know, Lane Johnson, when the Eagles lose Lane Johnson, it's clear that they are not the same team offensively. But then Fred Johnson, after Matt Pryor filled in for Lane a little bit, Fred Johnson came in and held his own. How important was Fred Johnson coming in, filling in for Lane, and what did you think of the way he played?
Just teaches us that if you lose Lane Johnson, you've got to find another Johnson to go in there.
Right. You know, it wasn't a perfect win. The Eagles are going to have to improve on a lot of things. If you had to pick one thing for them to improve on going into next week's game against another undefeated opponent in the Buccaneers, this time on the road, what would you like them to improve going into the next game?
Their kickoff returns, because they were absolutely pathetic all game. All too often, they were starting back near their own 10-yard line. You can't do that. Their kickoff return game absolutely has to be fixed.
I would agree with you on that. We'll close with this, Merrill. We'll close on a solemn note, because before the game, we got the sad news that Flyers icon, Philadelphia sports icon, the great Bernie Parent, passed away at 80 years old. The Eagles had a nice tribute during the first quarter, during a TV timeout in the first quarter, where the fans gave a nice ovation for Bernie, a well-deserved ovation. And I know you and Mike talked about him in the booth. What are your thoughts on the great Bernie Parent?
Well, the great Bernie Parent is the right adjective to use before his name, because he was great. He was one of the greatest goalies in the history of the National Hockey League, and he was one of the greatest people I've ever met. If you were a fan and you met Bernie, you were instantly transformed from a fan to a friend, because that's how he treated everybody he ever met. In this city, he was as great a sports icon as has ever lived. A wonderful, wonderful individual, and everybody who knew him, or even those who knew him from afar, we'll miss him.
Well said. I appreciate those words, Merrill. I know everybody else does. Thank you. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.